Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name's Liz. I just slid right in there, didn't I? Having technical difficulties. Anyway, hey.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. A little sleepy. Didn't sleep well. Interrupted. Oh. Interrupted sleep. But.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
but
okay.
Just getting up at 5 in the morning.
You should have called. I was up at 4.
Oh, my God. Yeah, something must have going on. Anyway, so we're here, and no matter how tired or traumatized or any combination thereof that we are, because we share it all here on the show, we always feel better getting through it. So, before we get started, obviously if there was anybody in the queue, you would have alerted me. So, there probably
we
isn't,
We do have
right?
somebody in the queue.
Oh, we do. But you know what? Then that's good. Because when you and I are extra crispy, the best thing is just to dive into a call. So that way we don't have to try to come up with clever, fully formed sentences. We can just help the people.
So let's do this. That's
doing it.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Good morning. Paula, who's this?
Good morning, girlfriend.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Caller, who's this?
This is Nicole. How y'all ladies doing?
Oh, morning? Nicole. Great. Oh. Okay.
Hey.
Nicole,
hey.
What's going on?
So, you know, I love calling you ladies. Get your perspective on things. So something happened yesterday that I would like to, you know, see what you think about it.
Okay, what happened?
It probably only take like a minute or two. Can I just read the text messages, like the exchange?
Who are they? Let's hold off on that for a second.
Okay.
Who are they from? Your baby
it's
daddy?
It's between my two sisters and I.
Okay, your two sisters and you. Yeah, I do want to hear the text, but I want to set it up a little bit, okay, so I can understand.
Okay, yep.
Okay,
yep.
So it's your, and I'm feeling, and this is why I don't want to get right into the story, because
mm-hmm.
I'm feeling an energy of somebody is, I don't know how many people or just what, I feel like it's just one person is very hurt in this. Like, it's almost like somebody's breath was taken away. Does that make sense? Because I'm feeling like...
Yeah.
Like, capacity...
I can see how that... Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm feeling like, oh, my... Like, the wind got knocked out of me, or just my breath is like, ooh, it's a little hard to breathe with this. Is it,
mm-hmm.
like, two against one type of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if you're feeling me out of breath or her. Like
let me tell you something. I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Okay. I mean, it could be just all the way around, but
I don't know.
Definitely.
That's for you to figure out. I'm just processing the energy here. Okay, but it's time for a recheck and time for a reset, whatever that means. Like, it's almost like if the house...
Well, see, it means, like, because I love to check myself. I love to check myself before I wreck myself. I love to make sure that, you know, because I like, you know, there's a certain way that people should operate, you know, as
it
pertains to
that's holding
not...
back. Not, no, right, hold on.
I know what you mean. I know where you're going with that. I mean, as it pertains to not impeding on somebody else's pursuit of happiness. That's to the extent that I mean.
The
of
other
that.
Thing, too, that you I know. Could tell you right mm-hmm. this second with the dynamic, and then I want to hear the text messages. I could tell you right now, you're like the oddball, meaning like you're like one of these things is not like the other, and it would be you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I Sesame Street reference because, of course, she's going to get it. the thing is, and really hear me, okay,
mm-hmm.
you are
mm-hmm.
a brilliant young woman. You're like Wonder Woman,
thank
Superwoman,
you
know,
you.
And Foxy Brown all in one. Like, it's just all those amazing things happening, right? But the thing is, they are not aware of it, but you're triggering the hell out of some people.
But I don't.
By
see,
virtue,
I hear you. Thank you so much
virtue,
for saying that. Thank
slow
you.
It down, girl.
Yeah.
Listen to me. By virtue of who you are, okay? Like, how could she be going
mm-hmm.
after her and getting her this, and she has two kids, and she's happy, and she doesn't even have anybody, and that, all of that nonsense, all of that nonsense,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because it's all ego. It makes them feel
yes.
more secure about who they are. What I would suggest, and I get your
yeah.
I get
yeah.
your energy because it's kind of
mm-hmm.
parallel to mine, because we're
mm-hmm.
like Speedy
yep.
Gonzalez. I'm like the Colombian
oh, yeah.
tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people got to
yep.
get out my way, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would suggest when you're dealing with them or anybody, particularly people in emotional
mm-hmm.
relationships, mm-hmm. you got to slow it down. Because you're like operating in two different dimensions, you know.
Yeah.
They're much more
oh
about
yeah.
the earthbound plane.
Yes.
Of course, you're
yes.
about that. Your mom, you're all of this, but you also
yeah.
know you wouldn't be talking to us. You also
yeah.
know that there is something else past that veil of illusion.
Right.
So, having said all of that, take a deep
yes.
breath and now read the text messages.
Okay. Sissy is my mother, so
mm-hmm.
just that's a little prelude there.
Is she
so,
living, your mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So there was only one message from my middle sister. She set it off, so this is her message, and then the rest of the messages between my youngest sister and I.
And you're
so
the oldest, clearly.
Right. Yes.
Oh, Carl, you know what? You're gonna get flack just for being the oldest. They're gonna be irritated by you just because you're the oldest. I'll tell you that without even
yeah.
trying.
Yeah.
Because you're an authority figure, like, you know.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I took care of us. I raised us. So, you know, that's
well,
another aspect to it.
There you
so,
go.
Yeah.
Well, they're defiantly. So it's like a, you know, it's you'll see being a mom, you know, where
yeah.
It's almost like the teenage dynamic. I'm dealing with that right now in my life with my kids. And it's
yeah.
like they have to differentiate. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to differentiate from the authority figures, be it you, your mom, or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so my middle sister starts it off. Nicole, why would you not relay the message that Sissy was in the hospital?
So who was in the hospital?
So my mother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
While I was working yesterday, she sent me a message because I'm here since I've been here for about a year and a half since I had to leave the situation with my kid's father, getting myself back on my feet, you know, so I'm leaving in a couple of months, but, you know, I've been here, you know, getting myself back together.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she let me know, cause, you know, I guess, you know, just to let me know that she was going to be there. So she was retaining fluid and it got in her lungs. So, you know, to me, you know, okay, you know, that was that. So I went about my life, basically.
Okay, well,
so,
you got to stop, though. You got to hold it right there. You got to pump the brakes. You got to pump the
okay.
brakes right there. Because I know you want to just,
okay.
I know you want to, you know, get on the express, get in the express lane to, like, go through this uncomfortable part of the story. Plain and simple, you don't even have to read the messages. Okay, I could tell you
mm-hmm.
this. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's as if somebody was taking care of your kids, and they were like, "Well, it was just, you know, we had to go to urgent care. And it's not a big deal." And da 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 da. It's a big deal. It's their mom, so you need to apologize
for not telling them that she was in the hospital.
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
Because it's is that not her, their mother too?
Yeah, I mean,
I can't believe you're asking me why. Like, no shade, but it's like if somebody was taking care of your children,
mm-hmm.
and then they didn't tell you information because they're like, oh, no, those are your kids. That's their mom.
I mean, that's okay. I understand what you're saying. And, I mean, maybe it doesn't matter the dynamic under the situation, but I never, like,
well, it does matter because it does matter
like
because you felt, no, it does matter because you felt okay with not filling in your siblings. So it does matter. It does
it
matter.
It wasn't that I felt like, okay, I just didn't think to. Honestly did not think to.
Well, then
to
you got to think about why you didn't think to, and you got to have, like, a very, I could understand, I would be mad. if it was my siblings, it's like, that's my mother too. Who? Excuse me. What do you have that's like, oh, that you have a special relationship with your mom and they don't? They need to know.
No,
that's your mom.
No.
They need to know.
It's not.
They need to know. I'm sorry, but in this case, I mean, you're asking my opinion, and in this case.
I'm just really trying to I really try to, because like I said, I love to, you know, make sure that, you know, I'm getting all sides, and I really did not understand why they were so mad.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
You know what, Alisa, being, you're very family-oriented, okay, I want you to jump in on this one, okay, because we're like tag team. Go ahead, Alisa.
Yeah, well, this is what I want to hear, and just based on what you're telling me, I'm the baby of the family, but I'm usually the one that is in touch with my parents more than my other brothers. So and they're guys, so it's a little different, but nonetheless, if anything were to happen, I have to let them know. That to me, it's like, well, of course I got to let my brothers know. I got to let my family know what's going on with if something's going on with my mother or with my father. That's like for everybody to know, you know, as far as I'm concerned. So I guess I'm curious because I'm just getting a sense of, you know, the dynamic for you. If you're the one that's used to taking care of everybody,
right.
I can kind of understand why you, like, the way you put it, you didn't even think that it
I didn't
was
even
important.
Think to, yeah.
So,
and this,
so,
you know, and,
so,
and it happened before. Like, they were upset before. And, like, honestly, that's I mean, it's just not the way my brain works.
Okay, let me just
like,
jump
I'm,
in here.
Yeah.
Let me just jump in here. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
A primal human need, and you're counseling, so I know you know this, a primal human need is acknowledgement. And recognition.
Yeah.
So they get upset because you're not acknowledging them. Forget about, you know, you were the caregiver, this, that, and the other. You're acting like they don't exist. That's why they're mad. You're not acknowledging them. You're not acknowledging them. It didn't even occur to you. So you really don't acknowledge them subconsciously to a certain degree. If it didn't occur to you.
Well, I would say that I didn't acknowledge my mother. Like that,
doesn't matter.
Anything,
I mean,
like,
no matter how you slice the pie to make you feel better about it, it's still you still sliced it with razor blades. Like they're still mad. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can explain. There's no explaining because you're much more evolved and accelerated than they are. But human nature, you don't have to be educated to feel. An animal can feel.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's about Nicole stripping herself down to the core, saying, you know what? Thank you. This is an opportunity for me to really check myself. There's no excuse. I owe you an apology. She's our mom. And and thank you for bringing this to my consciousness. I really have to acknowledge you guys. I would say something like that, and that's it. Just eat it. All right, Lisa.
So
sorry, I'm done.
No, I get it. What is going to be interesting is the question Nicole has really isn't, you know, what was wrong? Well, maybe it is. What was so wrong about it? Because I think she also wants to. She wants everyone else to kind of understand where she's coming from, but it's kind of hard to understand that. In part, I think because of the role you've always played.
Right.
Where you're having to kind of put out the fires and there's not time. But in this sense, I think it's exactly what you were just saying. Oh, you know, I love to check myself. Well, here's one way of doing it because it is human nature. I think acknowledgement is a huge thing and you may or may not always get that kind of acknowledgement for all the stuff you've done. But if you don't share it in a way, not that, oh, I did all this stuff, but hey, you know, this is someone you care about too. I want to let you know this is important because that way you're not the only one having to put out the fires. Do you see what I'm saying? It's a bigger picture for you because you're so used to being in that position, but you can't sustain it, nor should you for every situation. You can't be that person. Just like your parents couldn't be those people all the time, even though they would want to, or you know, I don't know if they want to or not, given your family dynamics. I'll kind of relate it to you. There are things that have happened to my parents, like health-wise, that they just, they didn't want anything. They didn't want us to worry, so they didn't tell us anything. And so while that's kind of, you know, I kind of understand it, there's a hereditary thing to pay attention to. So there's like a whole health history that I had no idea about.
Right. Yeah. That's,
and
that's
like, well, that's important to know too, because, you know, I have the same blood running through my veins. But it's more than just like the physical stuff, like, oh, well, logically, you know, hereditarily, I need to make sure I have to take these precautions because this happened to my mom, even though I didn't know about it at the time. It's just a matter of saying, well, this is a relationship I have with my family. And, you know, that you are even, you know, texting with your sisters is a good thing, because I don't actually do that with all my brothers. So, I mean, there's at least one brother that I don't even know how to get in touch with him. And if anything were to happen to him, I don't know if I'd know about it. And if anything were to happen to my parents, I don't know how to get in touch with him. So that, to me, just fundamentally just feels off. It always feels a little off. It's one of my many worries. So for any family unit, like if you're, when your kids are, you know, grown up and all that, if they don't tell you stuff like, oh, I got hurt, you'd be like, well, why didn't you tell me?
I would be like, why didn't you tell me? But I
what
am
would you
so
say?
Not
what would you,
a
what
type
would you,
of person. My understanding of things, it's like putting my feelings, like I'm making them responsible for my feelings, like for whatever the reason that they had for not telling me, I respect that. So while I respect the fact that they are upset, I acknowledged it, I respected it, but don't put it on me that I didn't behave the way you thought I should. I don't think that's fair.
Okay.
Like I respect that they're upset. But I think
I also respect that
I didn't, you know, think to do that.
So, and I think that's fundamentally why it's a harder conversation to have, because you're coming from your point of view, okay?
Yeah.
You're coming from your point of view. And unfortunately, when it comes to family or any close relationship, you know, feelings are going to get involved. And not everyone is, like Liz said, not everyone's going to be as evolved as you. Like, oh, you know, I had, in fact, the brother that has kind of estranged himself from the family at one point had told me, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. And it was like a backhanded kind of like, it wasn't, any kind of other acknowledgement. Other than that, obviously you got your feelings hurt, and I'm sorry you got your feelings hurt, but it's not my fault. So on one level, okay, that kind of makes sense. But when it's it's not a way to bridge the gap. If there isn't any bit of compassion in terms of, well, I think I can understand it. Not that you have to feel exactly the same way, because I think that's impossible, and that's, you know, that's something that you cannot force on other people. Just like, you know, just like you're saying, they can't force how they feel on you and make you feel responsible for it. But I don't think they're even at that level yet. I think it's just a basic, like, there's a big gap there between, you know, I'm getting the picture of like Dr. Spock, you know, kind of like that. It's all very logical, but there's no emotion behind it. And I think just having a little bit more, not emotion, like, oh, hysterical emotion, but a feeling of...
I understand what you ladies are saying, like compassion, because that is something that I do struggle with, even though I am emotional and I can, you know, respect people's emotions, like compassion, because I'm so hard, like, you know, just, you know, almost deal with it type situation, you know, feelings almost. I do need to, you know, be more, you know,
Remind me again, when's your birthday?
September 30th, 1982.
Okay. Interesting. You're a Libra. Oh, and actually, there's a lot going on with the emotions. I would say that's that birthday, that time, there's a lot happening there. So I feel like what you're trying to do is just, you coped with it by kind of cutting some of that off, or at least trying to rein it in a lot as a way to cope. And that's probably something you had to do from a very early age. And so now there's a little bit of a disconnect. And when it comes to this big family unit, it's not that It's not that you can't do it. It's just that you haven't had to practice it. And partly because you didn't want to, because it hurt too much back in the day.
It's very difficult for me, you know, because I my emotions to the point where I thought I was bipolar, they were, like, controlling me out of control. Like, I would spaz on people, get depressed, be manic and do crazy things. So, you know, I have to do a lot of work, you know, with myself. And maybe, I've done a little bit too much to where I'm just
it's so reined in so tightly that something that seems to make basic sense to a lot of people, it doesn't quite compute for you yet. Mm. And so it's not that you're wrong. You've been trying to deal with your own stuff and you've been coping, but now these are things that are coming up because it's time to maybe evolve with that on that level. And make a stronger connection with, you know, with, say, body, mind, spirit. We want to make it more complete. You know, mentally you're doing something that you've been needing to do to kind of protect yourself. But it's kind of spilling over. So what I'm getting is that it's just as important for you, even if it's something that's hard to hear and hard to take in. Let me just try to talk into it and try to explain it really quickly, because it's like I don't even want my feelings to get out. It's just going to take a little bit of practice. And this is the best part of the whole situation, is that it is with your family and with your sisters. These are people who love you unconditionally. So you can work through it. You can work through it. It's going to take a little bit more of listening and really receiving some information that may seem at first very foreign and may feel like, it's going to break me. It's not going to break you. It's not going to break you because you're not that person at that age anymore. Your perspective has to change and has evolved, but it's okay to feel, you know, a little rough around the edges, a little tender, a little vulnerable. Because you don't have to solve this problem by yourself. You're not the person who has to shield that information, even though you weren't thinking, I'm not shielding it. I'm not withholding it. But it's like like no one calls you up and say, hey, how's your health doing every day? They don't do it every day, you know? But if something if something hurts you or something is bothering, you know, you have the right to say, yeah, this is what I want to do, or I want to share it with somebody. But my guess is you probably don't always do it with people that know you the best, that are technically closest to you. You can call us up because we don't know who you are. You know,
Even this is, you know, like, this is my way of, like, you know, like, because I'll be in my head with it a lot. Like, and that's another reason why I don't like to, you know, deal with, you know, people in that way, almost. Like, that's why, you know, with a job you can shut it off and you know, that's that. But, you know, in my personal life, that's why I'm really like, you know, with my isolate, you know, with myself, because I don't want to, you know, I can't deal with that. You know, I'm the type of person, if somebody tells me a problem and I can't help and they're close to me, like, it'll just bug me. So I just, you know, I'm just, you know, I get the information. You know, and it's not just, you know, with this, like, they were upset that, you know, when I had, you know, my kids, like, I didn't say, oh, I'm in labor right now. Like, they just got a picture and, you know, I'm just not that type of, you know, person to think like, oh, let me share this. I'm just, you know.
Well, I think that key sharing is the key word here, Nicole. And you can just say, I'm going to work on sharing more of who I am. I'm so wound up between the kids and working, keeping, holding everything. And I get it because I had to soften myself a little bit, with my older son. Because when you were talking, like, just go deal with it. Like, I get that. And I'm a tough cookie, too, because I got stuff going on all the time.
Yeah.
And it's time management, really. That's I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I can relate to that.
Honestly,
this,
it did flip my mind.
The thing is, and I know nobody wants to hear this. The thing is, you got to ask for their forgiveness, because forgiveness will elevate the whole situation. say, forgive my ignorance. And I had to do that. I've had to apologize where this girl does not want to apologize to nobody. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's very humbling.
Yeah.
It's very humbling to say, I'm going to work on this. Thank you. Thank you. Like, this situation really hit home. I'm going to work on sharing more information and therefore more of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just ask for your patience.
Yeah, well, that's the way I'm
going to
put it. Like, I apologize for not, sharing. But, I mean,
I'm not going to say but. Because then you're not owning it. You just got to own it and eat it. You got to just take the pot of, humble pie stew. It's like, this is so bland. There's no salt. There's no pepper. It's nasty. But you know what? You just got to eat it. You just got to eat it. Doesn't mean you're going to like it. Just means you got to eat it. And I think because you are studying to be a counselor, that this is a great lesson. I would thank them energetically. I would thank them. I said, this is really inspiring me. Like, for when I interact with other people, everybody's wired differently. Thank you for showing me that. Turn it into a gift.
Okay.
Turn it into a gift. I am very tough in nature, and when I coach people or I'm teaching, I always say this in the beginning of class. I'm like, I'm apologizing in advance because I'm very tough, but it's for a really intelligent reason.
Mm-hmm.
And they love it. They're like, please, sir, can I have another? I'm like, okay, freak. But the thing is, there has to be some sort of caveat so that no one's blindsided. And they don't feel like now they feel like you're withholding, you're not sharing. So don't, no ifs, ands, or buts, just, you really showed me something about myself, and thank you. Please forgive me. I'm working on this, and this is going to help me across the board. Please forgive me. That's it.
And
just eat it.
And Nicole,
just eat it.
There's another thing here, and there's something, because it's something you were just saying. Like, I don't think I'm wrong, or I don't want to feel wrong, or I don't want to be made to feel wrong. So there's a very interesting dynamic there with just, either you're wrong or you're right, The thing is, no one else is in your head.
I hope.
No one else is in your head. And they're not going to, just like you have no idea why they're so bent out of shape. Like, you clearly do not see their perspective, and they clearly do not see yours.
Yeah.
So it isn't about who's wrong. It is about the perspective. Mm-hmm. If you could see from their perspective, you may see exactly where they're coming from. And they may have that, they may not be able to do that with you yet, but it's just, and you don't necessarily have to go into a whole backstory. Just like, just like, we didn't need to know all the text. We didn't need to know all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
mm-hmm.
where can we meet you? Where can we meet you right now? And if we can get to where there's some common ground, where you check off some things like, of course I love who you are. And of course I care about our family. And of course, all these things. Then you can start maybe
they know my feelings about my mother. Yeah.
But in the moment,
they don't know. Don't assume what they know. Don't assume what they know.
Have to be very,
well,
very
current. Talk about it. Yeah.
But this is like the next step. It isn't like, we're going to have this discussion.
Yeah.
I'm going to carve it in stone.
I'm
going to
take
it. And that way.
I definitely am. Yeah. I'm going to, I definitely want to, elevate myself and definitely not have this happen again. Like, and, like I said, I do need to work on my, I'm definitely going to do it. It's not going to be any buts. I'm going to wait to do it so that I'm definitely sincere about it. After, replaying this and listening to it and really sitting in it and under, understanding it. I'm definitely going to do that. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Listen, when you replay the show, just Nicole, don't even think about it. Just receive it energetically.
Yeah.
Just receive it almost like a meditation, because it's really not that deep. It's just, it's a little bit of ego for everybody. That's all it is. That's it.
Yeah.
And the freedom and the growth is awkward, uncomfortable, and painful. And this is a growth opportunity for your entire family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just when you replay it, don't even think that you have any sort of agenda or task. Mm-hmm. Just receive it, because certain things will strike you, you know, just listening to how you're talking to us and what we're saying to you, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So you'll be fine. This really isn't a big deal, but it's pivotal on how you're going to be relating to others as a member of society, as a family member, and also as a clinician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Because everybody's wired differently.
Right.
And you know that, right. So
All
is well.
And
I
feel what you said, too, like the growth, because I had a sense, I said, this is going to go, like, so much bigger. Like, I'll probably end up having a conversation with my mother that I probably should have had, like, years. Like, I
Thank
know
you.
I should have had
it's
years
time.
And years and years. So,
it's
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time. So just baby steps. I mean, look at your kids. They're not running marathons yet. They're doing just fine. They're doing fine. Right? You don't have, like, the baby's not making a souffle, and the other one isn't, like, writing a dissertation on physics, okay? Like, it's fine. So it's baby steps. Right?
Yeah.
So she knows. I know. She's agreeing with me. She's like, just listen. Mommy, just listen to the girl on the radio. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Definitely.
All is well.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Yep. It is. Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you.
All right, girl.
You're welcome. Take
Stay
care.
You enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
You too. All right.
Bye.
Bye. We do have another caller. Put you on hold here.
Oh, good.
And then,
I'm glad, because I'm like brain dead today.
Well, I'm pretty sure this is our friend Brittany. Brittany, is that you?
Good morning.
It is.
What's going on, darling?
Nothing, just relaxing on my day off. Just calling for a message as usual.
Okay, great. All right, I'm ready when you guys are stand by. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready when you guys are.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, the number associated with this message is 223. Oh, this is interesting. Okay. Honor and take tender care of your body as it serves to contain your spirit, all of your experiences, and the brilliant possibilities to come. So are you taking care of yourself physically?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Now, have you been thinking about that or adding to it or being more mindful of it?
Just adding to it and, you know, just getting things checked out, just keeping up with what's going on with me.
Good. Okay. Well, that's the message. So that's good.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah. Do you have any, like, health concerns, or you're just about maintenance?
No, I just, as far as my health, I you know, like I said, I go to the doctor to get it checked out. I'm perfectly fine. And as far as maintenance, I decided to do something new with my hair.
Okay, but that's another message, darling. Oh, I like how people just like to take, they like to just stretch things from here to Tuesday. Okay, I had a feeling that I needed to dig a little deeper, and thank you for confirming that, RuPaul. Okay. That's really funny. My hair, that's funny. Body, mind, hair, and spirit. We got to, like, body, mind, spirit, and hair and nails. That's cute. Like, you could have said, yeah, I just got a mani-pedi. I'm taking care of my body. Okay, that is so funny. Okay. That you could be, like, shooting up heroin and getting mani-pedi or getting your hair done. But that is so funny. That is so funny. Okay. Okay, because I got the inclination to ask you about how you're eating, dear.
How I'm eating? I'm eating good.
How are you eating?
I eat salad.
Okay, good.
I eat a lot of salads. I drink a lot of water.
Okay. What about protein?
Protein. I eat meat here and there. Like, meat here and there. I'm not a meat person, but I eat it.
Yeah, and red meat, But I think I'm getting that you need more protein.
Okay.
Whatever that means, and there's lots of ways to get it, you know, even like even beans have protein in it. So greens, chicken, turkey, if you eat that. So don't just don't just skip through this. I'm glad that you're eating healthy and you're taking care of yourself and all of that. And how are you with sugar?
Sugar? I don't eat a lot of sugar.
Great. Then you're great. Then that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. So I'm going to pass it over. Okay. So keep doing what you... Ooh, excuse me. Keep doing what you're doing. That's really cute about the hair. That's a classic. Okay, Elisa and I are going to laugh about that 10 years from now. That is so cute. And I'm going to turn it over to Elisa so she can break down the number sequence for you.
Okay.
That's funny. Yeah, 223. Well, when she first said those numbers, I thought, well, this is going to be a good one because the two twos are just about being very steady, about paying attention to some of the details. But also, as you know, the number two has to do with partnerships, cooperation, support, and so and being very receptive. So the two twos are saying, look, you know, it's not just about you. It's you in connection to your higher self and with other people. But also, you know, how honest are you? Like, it's interesting because the questions that Liz was asking you is very similar to the questions my aunt's doctor was asking her. I took her over to her appointment recently. And, you know, it's I don't want to have to, you know, bust my aunt every so often when she's like, oh, I don't do that so much. I'm like, because, you know, she's not paying attention. You know, she just has her own little routine. But I'm like, yeah, you did eat late at night. Or, you know, it's one of those.
But you had
that like,
pork chop at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that person, but I'm like, but you know, this is someone who's just, you know, she actually had some questions about, you know, how her body was feeling. And so I'm like, well, you need to be very honest. You know, if you have, like I had to make this appointment for her, she was coughing. And so she's
good.
Like, yeah, probably.
Oh my God.
No, just a dry cough, but there was all these different things. And so it was interesting, the connections that the doctor was making. And I'm like, yeah, you know, well, this is, you know, this is why she is a professional and she's asking these questions. So it's not about coming up with the right answer, you know, like this isn't you're not getting graded on it. Like your health is listed on this piece of paper and I need to give you an A or, you know, or B or C or an F. You know, it's not on a piece of paper. It's in your body. It's who you are. So if we can't be honest with what we're talking about and how we are, or in some cases it's because we don't really pay attention to what we're doing, then, you know, it helps to have somebody maybe around. I'm saying this as someone who I'm hoping I'm that person that's kind of helpful. I don't want to be the person that's like that snitch told on me that, you know, told me
I'm
eating, you know, popcorn in the middle of the night, you know, every time that happens, it makes me think, well, you know, where am I also kind of being like, oh, unaware, or, and as a matter of doing that, it's also then being a little bit dishonest with yourself because you're not really, because you kind of don't want to know. Like, I don't want to know that I'm actually not eating really well. I'm not saying that you're doing that, but it's just one of those. That's sort of what that number sequence is kind of bringing up. It isn't about having the right answer. It's like, you know, if you know you're doing something that as a result may lead to something that you don't want to have, then it's a matter of changing it around, right? But you have to acknowledge all of what you're doing, not just the good stuff or the bad stuff, all of it, because it's taking like your whole life in a bigger picture. So the 223, the two is saying pay attention, you know, and have that conversation with yourself as well as you do with other people, but have it be an honest conversation. And then, so because the two is also the central number in that sequence. And then the three is about energy. It's also about expression. And, you know, what are you going to do with all that? You know, when you have something you want to share, you know, they're showing me, are you saying certain things to have it look a certain way, which we all do. Like we all want to pick our best words if we can, you know, we want to show just the good side, but the energy is energy. And that's why people like Liz can pick up on, yeah, you're saying this and I'm hearing this, but I'm also feeling this. So let me ask you a different question or let me dig deeper. That three is about this flow of energy. And a lot of it is energy going out. And so it could be as lighthearted, which is normally what a three energy is like. It's just energy. It's not good or bad. It just is. But there are people who can pick up on different nuances. So, like, for when you were talking about today, like, it's her off day. I'm like, it's her off day, and she's up early. She's, like, calling shows, and, you know, she's, you know, talking about hair. You know, it's all good. I think, you know, I get it. You know, you're having it's a day off, and it's nice, you know, and you're feeling good. So she just got her little message. And so the message was about making sure, you know, you're taking care of yourself. And that is always about being honest. I mean, for me, you know, taking care of myself, or someone saying, I'm going to take care of myself, it's a very honest question and an honest process, because you'll know. And if you don't know, someone else will tell you, you don't know. You're not taking care of yourself, because you can tell yourself, oh, I'm taking care of myself. But, you know, as they would say, the proof is in the pudding. So if you're not feeling good, at some point, you know, you didn't take care of yourself. Like, Liz and I, just before we got on the show, we realized, wow, like, I know I didn't sleep well last night. I had interrupted sleep. And it turns out Liz had the same thing. So we, as we call it, we're extra crispy this morning.
All day with a biscuit.
Well, yeah, so we know that at some point we're going to have to, you know, figure out when to, like, really get a good night's rest, because that, honestly, for a lot of us, for most of us, it's just getting good rest consistently that can make a huge difference in our lives, in our health, in how we are, how we be. And it's something that we don't always want to allow, because I got too much stuff to do to rest. I'll sleep when I'm dead, you know, that type of stuff. Well, you know, it's called burning yourself out, you know, is what it boils down to. And so just check when you're, you know, being honest with yourself, like, are you really pushing yourself in a positive way? I mean, I get it if there's a deadline, but let's look at, you know, deadlines in terms of, well, did you procrastinate for the rest of the time until, like, the last hour to get it done? Because these are all big picture patterns that eventually, you know, it does catch up with you, whether it's, you know, in 20 years, which, you know, when I was in my 20s, I'm like, what am I going to do? 20 years, 20-year picture, I have no idea what that's going to look like. And now 20 years later, I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling it. I got some habits that I established back in the day that are not, you know, that I know I need to change, you know, and it's harder to do it when you've been doing it for 20 years. So the bigger sequence here is that it ends up being a 7 if you add up the 2, 2, 3. It's a 7, and that's always about the internal work. That's about taking care of yourself, really, but really paying attention on the inside and kind of keeping your own counsel, and getting rest and meditate, doing those things that you don't need to explain to everybody. 7 overall seems to come up a lot with you. So you're kind of keeping on your path and making, doing things that make sense to you. But that's just indicative of, you know, people doing the work they need to do for themselves and giving themselves the space and the time and the rest to do it. So it's a good message. It's a good message for all of us. But I love that you're getting that message on your day off, because you have the whole day to kind of relax and enjoy, but also pay attention and just, you know, like I said, have a very honest conversation with yourself when stuff comes up. Like, it isn't about the right answer. Like I said, it's not about the right answer or about pleasing somebody else in terms of what you think they want to hear. Because that always comes back to bite you in the butt, you know. If it's not really what you want to do, but you should say yeah anyway, it eventually comes back to haunt you. Because then it's like, oh, either that's not really what you don't, you feel it, like you got taken advantage of, or the other person's like, well, you said you want to do this. So this is why, like, honesty, which is another big word under that 7 vibration, honesty is a big deal. So be honest. Mm-hmm. Have a good time.
Yep.
Well, enjoy that beautiful day off, and work that hair, honey. Work it.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
have
right,
a wonderful day.
You too, sweetheart.
You too. Take care.
That's good. So she's okay. Great. I'm so glad.
I know. Let's see here. It's an area code 412. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Jessica. How are you?
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
What's going on?
Two Jessica.
Yeah. Jessica 2.0. Yeah, I know which one it is now.
I just, you know, I've been going through some financial stuff, and I've been, you know, doing my meditations and really working to let it go and have the universe take care of everything. And I have a big court hearing in September regarding the money situation, and I wanted to see how, if you saw money coming in or, you know, just the pressure of the money easing up.
I think we got a similar, because you're the one with the custody issue with the kids, the two kids?
Yeah, three kids,
right. You asked, yeah, I believe you asked a similar question.
Yeah, this is the money stuff has gotten worse. You know, I mean, I realize that the court hasn't come up, but I've been really working on the meditations.
I think the key is not to work on the meditation, meaning to meditate, but to strip it down so you're just not even thinking, or you're minimizing your thoughts, or you identify, you know, if you're thinking about money, you can label it like, okay, I'm worried, like worry, concern, judgment. If you label things, it kind of cuts their charge by more
right.
than half. So I think that's what it is, because it's almost counterintuitive to say I'm working on the meditation. Like, I'm consistently meditating, but working
well,
I guess
I should say I'm working on letting things go and not being, you know, so concerned about it and just realizing there's
yeah.
nothing
so
I
even
can control.
Right. So even calling us is, with that question, is another form of not really surrendering to Source.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really about surrendering. I don't know how many people are going to get answers about anything, because we're at the cusp of the holiday weekend. So you really have between now and Tuesday morning to just surrender and notice the abundance. You know, I don't know where you live, it doesn't matter, but if you look at the sky, it's an abundant sky. The stars in the sky aren't saying, is there enough sky for me? Do you follow what I'm saying? So if you kind of
yeah.
connect to that very profound universal connection, you're so much more than the story. Like, those are the facts, but the truth is, you're living and existing in an abundant universe that's not conspiring to keep you down. No one's conspiring to keep anybody down. You might think that's the case, but that's not true. That's not true.
No, I mean, I don't think that's the case. I just realize that things have to change.
And
like,
what does
I've never said, why is it happening to me, or woe is me, or anything.
No,
along
and
those
I'm not, and I'm not saying that, but I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is nobody's conspiring, meaning that no one's against you, is what I'm saying. I never said victim.
Okay.
I would have said
right.
victim. I would have said victim. I did not use that word.
Okay.
So the wire's a little crossed with how you're receiving what I'm saying to you. So does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So really not too much is going to happen in terms of the world of effects, because we are on the brink of a big holiday. So can you just take it easy and maybe think of the next few days as an act of walking meditation? Like, your job
yeah.
is to notice the abundance. So just notice the abundance and just know, and just know, like, yeah, things can be better, but oh my goodness, they could be worse. And that always helps me. That always
okay.
helps me about, like, oh my God, you know, my kids are alive and safe. Okay. It could be worse.
Okay.
So that's really to tap into, like, that humble grace.
Okay.
And to soften the edges, because you have control over that. You don't have control about how things are going to pan out. But I think if you do that and you do feel a softening in your energy and just in how you're breathing and your heart and all of that, you'll just be in your grace. Grace is accepting things that are very challenging. And it's not like being resigned to it or being a victim. It just means I'm walking through, I'm clearing my path to get to the other side.
Okay.
And Elisa, I'm going to have you jump in here.
Well, I'm with Liz on this, I think, because you did ask basically a very similar question the last time. And the fact that you're doing your meditations. I love how Liz put it, because you can't really just, you know, focus on that and working it. It's more of just noticing where things are really working out, you know. And I love Liz's thing about looking at abundance, because I'm someone that if I look outside, if I'm in nature, it helps a lot, because then there's something about it. It's being outside, it's being, you know, the opportunity to get grounded. But it's also just looking at things that are beautiful and looking at trees and I used to live on the coast and I was born on the coast. And so if I have a chance to be there or anywhere where there's shells, I find a ton of shells. So there are just little things that aren't so little in the significance of my life, because they really turn things around for me. I live in the city now, so what I tend to look at mostly is the sky, the clouds or the sunset. And it's just something about that takes my focus off all the other stuff that I know I can't fix, that I can't problem solve that away. And just to be able to breathe into it, relax for a moment and enjoy that I didn't have to create all that stuff. It's just there and it's beautiful, and I'm in it. I'm gonna enjoy it. I mean, this is a holiday weekend, and just being outside doesn't cost a thing. Looking around and noticing where abundance is can be a great meditative practice. And it's not like, again, like I told the other caller, there's not like a score sheet like, oh, that was the wrong answer, you know, you get a D-, you know, could have done better. It's none of that. It's just really focusing where your attention can grow and make you feel a little bit better. I mean, that's as simple as that. And it's not saying I'm not going to acknowledge all the stuff that's happening, because you can still do that. But it's looking at where you are in your life without trying to figure out how everything's going to work out. That's heavy. I mean, it's a lot. Automatically tend to do it a lot anyway. So taking a break from that should automatically feel better, feel a little bit better. And when it's just looking at something that's really pretty, I mean, this is probably why people love looking at cat videos on, like, you know, on YouTube, because they're just so cute, you know? But just something that's light. And then just notice how you feel. I mean, and I know this may sound trite, but this stuff works for a lot of people. It works for, you know, works for me as far as like looking at the sun or looking at the sky or looking at cute kittens. But honestly, when things are weighing heavily on your mind, and meditation, and even the meditation is like, man, I'm doing my meditation, I'm still not feeling it. You have to be as present as you can, and that's why it's something as simple as being outside that helps. I mean, and I hope that does help. I wish we could tell you exactly what's going to happen. It's a fact of life.
No,
money's going to flow and all that stuff.
Well,
but
my
issue is, I don't know when.
Patience. Yeah, no, my issue is patience, because this has been going on for so long, and I'm working really hard on the patience.
There's a lot of work involved, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of work. You're like, I'm working it, you know, and so that's why maybe just taking a break from working at all. I mean, and really from doing, having to, I got to do this. And the only thing you really have to do, that it should be the most natural thing to do, is to make yourself feel better.
Just breathe.
Right. Breathe deeply.
Yeah.
Breathe outside. Make it as simple as possible and as easy as possible, because you deserve it. Like you said, you've been working it for so long, more than just a few years, right? You've been working it. So any moment you can take to just breathe, like you said, just breathe. You don't have to be like, well, you got to be patient when you breathe. You just have to breathe. Right? You don't have to, I got to be patient, I got to breathe. No, you just have to breathe. You don't even have to do it. Your body's going to do it anyway. But you can work with it, right? You can work with it and breathe deeply. You can work with it and breathe slowly if you'd like. That's how simple it can get. And that really is meditative, and it's therapeutic. And actually, it's necessary. We need to breathe deeper anyway. So that's if there's any bit of, you know, working that you got to do, which you don't really have to do, you just have to be aware of it. Just do that. Do that for yourself for the next few days. And just check in and see how you're feeling with yourself.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, give us an update, because I bet you're going to just feel lightness if you do this. And that can really turn things around in a way that's going to sit with you and create the space for miracles. And that's something for you to think about too, Jessica, when you're out and about with that. I'm creating space for miracles. I'm creating space for miracles.
Good one.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Honey. All right, honey. Good luck. All right.
Take care.
Touch base with us soon. All right. Bye, honey.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah.
Okay. So down to the wire. Anybody else in the queue?
No, we're good.
Perfect.
We're good.
Good. I'm glad we had these calls. It does help when you're tired to not focus on that and to focus your attention on something that's important, like being of service. And I always feel better than when I started, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a big, big help. And I guess we can sign off and get 2 extra minutes of rest. So why not? What clever thing are we going to say right now? We're both out of it. Okay.
Aww.
Oh, no, we can still stay on. Okay.
We're very clever. Look at you.
We're clever.
No, bye. Click.
Bye. I didn't mean it. Oh, you're so cold. See, Nicole is right. That was really great speaking to Nicole, because I could so relate to several aspects of walk it off. You have a broken leg, walk it off. So you're fine. Right. So, compassion is huge, and also it's very humbling. It's very humbling to meet people where they are, you know. Yeah. Very humbling, and I think that this is a great opportunity for her and her family, and really for Nicole in terms of. The grace of really reframing things. And I understand so much, and I'm because I'm wired in a similar way, so much is about survival, but then creating that space, like, okay, you're not in as much danger as you were, so you can adapt to the circumstances of your situation or to the increased safety of your situation. You know, you have to line up. So that was very, very helpful, very informative. So any plans that you have for the Labor Day weekend?
I've got to work. I got a wine tour on Saturday. Got to work, which is good. And I may be going up to the wineries myself on Monday with some friends just to enjoy.
Nice.
We haven't had a chance to do that yet. Beyond just visiting, like, basically one. One winery for
that's
for
all you need to do. Once enough.
Yeah. So
I can't wait to do that with you one day.
I know. We gotta figure out some time.
I gotta out to lots of stuff. Lots of stuff. That's a brewing. Lots of stuff going on, which is great. All right. So if you guys want to get a hold of us, you can email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thanks, callers, for calling in. Great show. Thank you. We don't have to do any inventive conversation. We were able to support you guys, thank God, and that's why we're here. And as always, to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love y'all. Take care.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.